everybody.
Greetings. Welcome to the Spy vs. Pie Pod. That's just fucking... That had no gusto.
No. That's cool, though. Because we're just easing
we're easing back into it.
And putting the training wheels on. And
hey, everyone, you know, whatever, like, it's a thing and whatnot.
Say this is welcome to the Spy vs. Pie podcast. What should we call it? The Daily Debriefing.
Oh, God. I'm totally wearing briefs right now. I could take them off.
Yeah, I am, too.
Is that good listening?
I suppose.
You could hear some fucking elastic snapping. And my, I don't know. You could maybe insert some sound effects. You'd be like, boing, 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 boing.
Yep. Now, that's one thing that's going to be a little different about the new, I think we should start the numbering over, by the way.
So this is Spy vs. Spy Season 3. Season 3A, prequel.
Season 2?
I don't know what the fuck it is. Oh, I'm sorry. We're not swearing in the season.
No, we can. We're just keeping it clean. We can swear.
I get it. Yeah. So we're just not talking about shitty farts and stuff.
Well, maybe a little bit.
You have to you have to fucking fill me in on what your idea of clean is, because I'm a little lost on that.
You know, HBO, but not Cinemax.
All right. David Duchovny will not be a guest on our show.
No, but okay. Taya Leone might.
Oh, man.
Aren't they married?
I wish.
Is that a couple?
In a movie, maybe. Some. I don't know. wasn't he in one of the Beethoven movies? As in Beethoven the dog?
Maybe.
I think he was in, like, Beethoven's Second or something like that. Maybe he was in all of them. I'm not too sure. I saw one on TV one time, and I saw David Duchovny, and I thought, jeez, how far the mighty have fallen.
Wow. The mighty, yeah. It's, you know, it's relative.
Yeah, I guess. I never watched X-Files. I've never seen a single episode of X-Files. I'm aware of stuff as with most of my knowledge, I'm only marginally aware of things through sort of pop culture references and just right. sound clips.
You know
and,
all the cracked magazine versions of the X-Files?
Exactly, but I've never read them or seen the show.
Right. We watched it for a while, and I know people have problems with Lost, like,
Who does?
Well, you know,
you?
Like...
I hope it's not you.
No, I never watched it, but...
I'll kill you.
I know that, like, you know, they're not off the island, they're not getting off the island, and everyone's like, oh, they're getting off the island. Oh, they're going to reveal the shit, and they never reveal the shit, because it keeps you coming back. X-Files had two solid years of, we're going to tell you something next week, really, next week, we mean it. And they never did, and then the movie came out, and they, whatever, and so then it was just like... Well, thanks for wasting my time.
I would also like to point out that I don't think Gillian Anderson is particularly hot. I mean, she's attractive. I mean, she's a movie star. She's a television actress, right? So, therefore, she's...
Well, I don't think her hotness was the driving force behind her character.
Oh, no, definitely not. But that was the driving force behind the internet.
She was the taskmaster that kept... what's his face in line?
So, was it... See, I don't really know, but, like, I just know that online... She was a big fucking deal because all the nerds had a boner for her, right? Is it just because she was like a fucking hard ass?
I think it's just natural nerd bonerism, dude. I don't
really.
You know, I think it could have been anybody. It could have been a potato. This is really cutting
Mrs. Potato Head.
3.5 minutes into the new season, and we're talking about goddamn X-Files,
or as Mad Magazine might have called it, the X-Files.
That's right.
See, I never read that, but
nope,
I can.
I'm sure.
I should write for those guys. What do you think?
Call Mort Drucker right now.
Oh,
because art is the best.
My buddy Oliver had the best idea for Halloween costumes. Maybe I shouldn't get too much on this bandwagon because it'll probably just never happen. But we were thinking we should all dress up as characters from the lighter side.
That'd be pretty good. Yeah,
Kaputnik and whatnot. You know,
uh-huh.
The glasses and the headbands and the
yeah.
I don't know, but I don't know. Do you think it's too obscure? Do you think you can actually pull that off without just trying to, without people going like, oh, you guys are Wes Anderson characters, huh? Right on.
No, I don't know. I think, right. Yeah. That, I think this year I'm going to go as Orlando Bloom.
Really?
I'm going to wear a shirt and pants. It's going to be great.
And then you'll take the pants off and we'll see your Orlando Bloom.
Gross. Nick.
Oh. So, yeah, Spy vs. Spy podcast. What do you think, everybody?
Oh, yeah. So, like, one thing we're going to do a little different is we're not going to have all that background sound stuff. We're not going to do that.
Yeah, it's too much like... Yeah, definitely. That causes the big sort of bung up in the system there.
Yeah, it does.
And because, you know, in the early days, you would really work hard and get all these different sounds and samples and stuff, and even, see, there's one. And there's another one. You had to put that one in post. and it was really cool, but it's just a lot of work, and no one really seems to care. And also, if you're not listening on good headphones, sometimes if you're on the bus or something, you can't even hear it. So, jeez.
But I figured out a reasonable substitute.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The kids
Childs?
Were in the room. Yep.
Childs, yeah.
And I told them that while we're doing this, they absolutely cannot be quiet. Should not be quiet.
Yeah, good. For those who don't know them, you have two Childs.
Two of them, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're great.
They're both little.
Yeah, they're fair. You know, they're getting big. They're
yeah. Well, they're not driving to get milk for you or anything.
Oh, this is the one with the crane, right? Yeah, the Wonder Pets is on.
What the hell's Wonder Pets?
It's Lenny the guinea pig, Ming Ming, the duck, and what's the turtle's name? Tuck.
Mike Angelo. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they go and they rescue animals. It's pretty good.
They are animals, and they rescue other animals.
Yeah, but they're like superheroes.
Are they like freedom fighters?
Yeah, yeah, totally. Absolutely.
Cool, man.
They liberate.
Is there a monkey in the show?
I think they saved a baby chimp one time.
Kids love monkeys. Did you know that?
I think.
Do your kids like monkeys? When I was growing up, all the kids fucking love monkeys.
I don't know. It's become such a horrid cliche. Thanks in no small part to the Penn Jillette show.
And also the MVP movies.
MVP?
Most Valuable Primate. A series of Air Bud style sports movies where the monkey would play sports.
You're all about the animal movies.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Beethoven. Yeah. I have never seen an MVP movie. But I have seen Air Bud.
Yeah.
As I think we've talked about on the show before, so I will stop.
Wasn't there a Gridiron Bud or something like that? Didn't he play football or something at one
Golden
point?
Golden Receiver?
That's... Yep.
I'm going to go downtown and get me a Golden Receiver later.
Hey, what's in your coffee?
What's in it?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking my tongue. How about
that? I put some of that Yuo's soy milk in a can there. You know, I poured some of that in there.
Whoa.
And it... coagulated. It made a little suspension. It looks like there's a big chunk of cheese floating in my coffee.
No, I don't like that.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah, no, canned milk, I don't know. Anything, any like canned powdered kind of stuff, I'm just not into. I have no time for that.
No time? It's a time saver.
Not really.
Oh, yeah.
It's opening a can as opposed to opening a carton?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, no, I'm a coffee guy, and I put the milk and the cream and the sugar in it.
Do you put the cap back on your milk carton? Do you use plastic milk cartons or the paper ones?
Tetra Pak.
Tetra Pak. So that's the foldy open ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, we use the plastic milk cartons. And as soon as I open the jugs or whatever, as soon as I open it, I throw the cap away. And
because that's going to be done like in 2 hours, right?
Well, for ease of use, because if I'm holding a baby, I got to pour milk with one hand.
Sure.
I don't want to, you know, I can't be twisting caps and whatnot.
Yeah.
So we buy turkey bologna in the Oscar Mayer pack, you know, it's got like that flat surface. Mm-hmm. So I just balance that on top of the milk.
But don't you find that when you do that the milk goes flat really fast?
No, the turkey goes milky is the problem.
Gross. There's one spot in the middle of the turkey that's just getting all soggy.
It's all translucent.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, besides being clean and besides not having any sounds, what else do we have in store? Well, for starters,
this show's half over.
Yeah. So there's your clue. We'll reveal another clue in another 10 minutes.
That's right. Yeah, short shows, but I think we should really try to do it whenever.
Do it. Yeah.
Do it. I think, yeah.
Co-it?
I think we should try to do it every day, unless, of course, we have some sort of obligation at the time. You know what I mean?
No excuse.
Hey, if I got to go to the butt dentist at 3 o'clock, I have to go to the butt dentist.
You got a phone.
That's true.
Did you know... Well, sorry to spoil all the studio magic here, but we're doing this over Skype brand telephony.
That's right.
Product.
Telephonus Bolognus.
Yes. And they used to allow you to call U.S. and Canada free.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From the thing. You could phone a real phone. But I think they're canceling that. I think that's done
I think the first of the year that was over, yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
We didn't make a lot of use of that.
No, not at all.
I think we called Heather on the show one time, and I think maybe we called Tom McHenry, the illustrious Tom McHenry.
Oh, yes. Home of... wait, he's not home of anything.
No.
He's home of some worms or something. I don't know. He's home of a lush field of stubble.
Yeah, that is luxurious.
Oh, man, I just want to exfoliate my butt with it.
It's like he grows velveteen rabbits right out of his cheeks.
Oh, God.
But,
I'm picturing is, like, pores. Like, a real micro close-up of pores and, like, fucking little animals popping out of them.
That'd be cute. Like whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole tablet?
Yeah, he has to... Oh, right. I don't have one of those yet. I'm still using that jam tablet thing. It's a piece of crap.
Oh, how's that working out for you?
It's a piece of crap.
Didn't you take it all apart and...
I threatened to. I told it I was going to.
You were going to douche it?
And then I reinstalled the drivers and plugged into the back. My front USB ports are real weak. They don't, you know, they work for the mouse and keyboard. They don't really work for much else. They're slow.
I have one that's kind of like that, too. I think there's a couple in the back that do that. And I have a wireless internet USB dongle kind of thing.
Yeah.
And whenever I, like, unplug something, like, from the front, my internet just sometimes just cuts out. Like, it happens. Like, oh, I'm going to stop working. You unplug one, I'm fucking taking a break. And, they're all, it's a fucking union.
Well, I bought this, and I was like, you know, I bought USB 2.0 ports in the front and the back and all that, you know, FireWire in the front. But I kind of have a suspicion that maybe my USB ports in the front are 1.0.
Well, to make them compatible with Web 1.0.
Right. You know, we've got, we have this big plotter at work, you know, it cuts vinyl and whatnot, and it's USB, and it's way across the room, so... In the middle of the room, we have a powered hub.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we jump it from the computer to the hub over to the plotter.
Yeah.
And it every time I want to cut something on there, I have to unplug the USB thing and plug it back in. Otherwise, it doesn't realize that the plotter's there. Even if I plot two things in a row. Like, I cut a square and then try to cut another square, and it's just like, oh, I can't find it.
Fucking computers.
Fucking computers. That's the moral of the story.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, it's something everyone can relate to.
Yeah, I mean, it's, especially like, you know, the Terminator movies, you know,
oh, man.
They make it really apparent. War Games, you know, it's all right there. It's all laid out for you.
Yeah, yeah. Short Circuit.
You know, they should have made an Animaltron.
Like an animated one?
No, like Air Bud and all that stuff. They should have made like a Tron with, you know, a peacock, you know?
How about Donkey Tron?
Maybe. That'd be good. No? No, that's already a game. It's like, where's the leap? Where's the suspension of belief?
I don't know. Shit, I had all sorts of stuff lined up.
Hey, did you know Moja Nixon was in the Super Mario Brothers movie?
I don't even know who that is.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
He's a guy.
Name sounds familiar, but I don't know. Mojo, is he friends with Emo Phillips?
No, I don't think so. He recorded an album with Jello Biafra, and he's... Him and Skid Roper did a bunch of stuff, and they're name checked in that Dead Milkman song, Punk Rock Girl. But yeah, Mojo Nixon, pretty good. Yeah, what?
Huh? Can I
do soup toys? You can do soup toys now. Yes.
Soup toys.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's a free, like a desktop toy. It's a game, but
is it a widget?
To it. It's a pretty big ass widget. If it is.
Is it a gidget?
It's this little, like, you open it up, and it's just this little tray of, like, blocks and balls and levers and all this shit, and you just, you know,
play with
gravity.
It.
Yeah, and there's no background or anything. You just play with it right on the desktop. And
yeah, right on.
It's pretty fucking fun.
Is it like The Incredible Machine?
Yeah, kind of. Actually, that was, yeah.
That was a good fucking game.
That blew my mind. That was when I first used a, you know.
Computron?
Well, not really, but, like. Modern day computer or whatever, you know when
Apple IIe.
Oh. I'm gonna say Windows 95.
Sure.
You know, maybe it wasn't even 95, but it was like, you know, for me that's when computers got good.
So you never you didn't like Windows 3.1, huh?
It was okay, but when 3.1 was doing the hang. I was pretty much using the Macs because that's what we had at school.
See, I'm more of a fan of Windows earlier stuff. I think that they kind of they got really overproduced.
Definitely. I don't want to say they sold out, but they they made the big concept release Windows 95, and then after that, you know, they kept trying
it
to
was
top
a concept
the,
dude because like yeah Windows 95 came out I think in 1995, and then Windows 98 came out like at the end of 1998,
yeah,
and we were using it for like 3 years.
Yep. Was there Windows 2000 before
Windows 2000? Yeah, yes,
that was
definitely was
that was definitely their like music from the elder.
A lot of people are still using it.
Really?
I worked at a place, let's just not go into too many details, and they cool. used it, and apparently it was good. Not too many details, huh? And they used it because apparently it was more stable for networking. This is the fucking most boring.
No, I understand.
No, but and some people actually think today still use it because it's a lot more stable than XP, apparently. I don't really care. I just try and go for the most recent, decent... what's another word that rhymes with that? Thing. So that when someone says, here, fucking check this out, just check out this program. And it'll actually, it'll work. Yeah.
We bought a new computer at work and I was in charge of it. And at the time, all of our shit had Windows 98. So we had to like request Windows 98. And it cost us $80 extra to not take XP and get Windows 98. But because we want all of our shit to match. But turned out that was just dumb.
You wanted the... You just wanted the free Beck song.
Oh, right, yeah.
Or was it Beck? No, who was it?
Yeah, it was Beck that came with Windows,
Rolling Stones.
I think, or, yeah,
I don't know. No, I think Windows XP had a Beck song, and then they always came with like one fucking song from some big artist, and it was totally weird
to prove that it could play music, right?
I guess. Oh man, I don't know.
I wonder if the artist received some kind of a royalty on that, or is it?
No, I think they just donated it to help sell Windows.
Huh.
You know, buy Windows, get a free Beck song. Oh, all right, that's a pretty good deal.
Buy this Beck song for $120. Get a free operating system.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's true.
So, yeah, that's stupid. That's boring. That's horrible. God.
Oh, God.
This is going deaf.
Okay,
this is a
feature I thought this was going to be like a show, but I decided that this maybe would make a better feature.
What?
Okay, what do you think? Okay, so the feature, I don't know what to call it yet. Okay. I think it's just going to be called Bad Interview.
Bad Interview.
I want to dig up bad interview questions and ask them to use you and me.
Okay.
And maybe the listening audience, they can write in and...
I think since we're gonna try to get a little kind of a set schedule thing happening here, if there's any other members of the humanity that is existing now, we could have them on. Make a little fun of them. Be like,
the requirements are that you have means of recording yourself and sending it over the fucking wires and whatnot.
Yeah.
You get yourself a Skype, you get yourself a microphone.
Yeah.
Preferably not the built-in MacBook microphone. We found that does not work particularly well because... unless you're wearing headphones, apparently, I guess, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we could
remember that.
Yeah, cool. I remember. It's the good old days, Dan.
Yeah.
I think, also, if anyone wants to send shit in, if you want to send a little clip of yourself saying, I got problems in my brains, fix them.
Oh, man, yeah, definitely.
By all means, where
can
they send
play, spyversuspie@gmail.com.
We still have that?
I think so. I think it's overrun with Portuguese spam.
Yeah, we get a lot of that.
Did you sign up like our location as like Austria or something? I don't know. We keep getting all this foreign language spam.
We should pass it on to Jeff Skinner and see
but
if we can.
You know what?
It's
actually really good because you can easily differentiate what's spam from what's legit email because you're like, well, that one's writing me in Portuguese.
The English
or
jumps out at you.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah. So because sometimes you just get an email from, like, Jerry, and you're like, oh, I think I might know a guy named Jerry. And then you open it, and it's like, I got some stock tips.
Speaking of Jerry, what's up? Failure Comics just didn't renew their domain. It's just gone now.
Who's that?
Failure Comics.
Oh, it's gone already, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Remember those days? Those I was just the on days. The message board not too long ago.
That's where we
searching
met, you
for
know.
Searching for something I posted. This is a funny thing with the internet. You're like, oh, here's a thing that I saw like 3 years ago. Now, I don't remember what it's called or where it is, but how do I find it?
Yep.
You're like, oh, I fucking probably posted it on this message board 3 years ago. And you go there searching through all your posts, and then you find it, and then you forget to bookmark it or something. But or else the page is just gone now.
Like, broken, or, yeah.
Yeah, like, man, like, the internet is so prime for, like, just storing everything ever, you know? Like, yeah. Video, news, text, everything could just be on the internet at all times, but, you know, and you think it's just, like, the ideal situation for storing things, but things just disappear, and they're gone forever.
Well, there's the Internet Wayback Machine.
But that's not always that reliable. Sketchy. But it did help me find the Ramen Me website.
That is some good
Ram
stuff.
Space Night? Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah.
Find the link to that. We'll post that with the
definitely.
The show.
It's if anyone knows who Rom Space Knight is, minus 50 points. Oh, I think we should have like a scorecard thing. What do you think?
My okay. That'd I used to work. Game. I used to work at a magazine / comic store, and some woman brought in a bunch of toys one time, and in there was the giant Rom figure. You know, the big, it was, you know, a 22-inch Rom figure that came with the translator and all that shit. You know. And the Dire Wraith Melter and all that shit. And it was real clean. Looked
Diarrhea
good.
Melter.
And they didn't want to buy it at my shop. And I was like, oh, we gotta buy this. Because my brother has the full run there of the Rom Space Knight. It was one of his favorite comics.
Rom Strymner?
Rom Strymner, Blue Devil, and Firestorm were his big favorites.
Rom McHenry.
Yeah. Rom, in my mind, might as well be a DC character.
Yeah, like, I don't know anything about him. I always saw those, like, old issues, and I'm like, that doesn't look very good.
Yeah.
I always got it confused with the Nom.
Oh, yeah. Which I got confused with the Punisher War Journal, the Nom Years, so.
And, it's,
God, we're some fucking dorks. Show's over, by the way. We're gonna want to thank our sponsors.
Maybe we can get one day.
Behringer? I guess.
Tom Berenger.
And
there's lots of stuff that I didn't get to talk about.
Always tomorrow, Brian.
Yeah,
if there's one lesson you can learn from the Spy vs. Pie, brand new.
All new, all different.
That car is stuck.
Yeah. That car is broke.
Anyway.
We got new features. We got new fucking dials and knobs with which to.
We have renewed vigor, I think.
Yeah, we've had that before though.
Yeah, but okay.
Usually lasted 2 hours.
How's this? My computer's upstairs, so.
that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
For those who didn't know, Bill used to record from the shed.
My computer was in the basement. I had to put the baby down for a nap, and I had to balance a pack of turkey bologna on Spencer's head and go downstairs to record the show.
You put a pancake on his head and took a picture and put it on the internet.
Oh, man. You know what I love is the cat that's like, my Pokemans. Let me show you my Pokemans.
There's a post on Metafilter from yesterday that was a bunch of those, and there's a whole LiveJournal community. It's called, like, Cat Mac. What's it called? Macros? No. Yeah, something like that. Fucking, we'll post it up.
Yep.
Those are, like, a lot of them are dumb or whatever, but even the dumb ones are just, you can't lose. Funny pictures of cats.
I can't help with stupid captions. I just can't help but chortle at that shit.
Man. I know. Even the really dumb ones that are like, I'm inside your computer upgrading your RAM or
even
your Space Knight.
When I think I'm going to, like, you know, when I think I've burned out on them or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
like, you find the invisible bike one and you're like, invisible bike.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. And apparently there's a dog one too, but I don't know if that's going to work.
Funny.
We'll see. We'll post that up. Okay, so hold on.
Dogs
hold
are
on.
Business.
Cat thing. What other link were we going to do? Rom. And what else do we need to say?
I think that's probably it.
Do we need to say anything?
Hey, how's it going? Here's the new thing, man.
Okay.
So we'll see you guys tomorrow.
It's the new and improved and faster and stronger and better. And
shorter.
And... Yeah, hopefully. And quickly into your ears from point of entry.
It's shorter but wider, I think, is what we should...
More, it's more about the girth.
More girth,
Okay, we totally chubbed out this show, dude.
I guess, take it easy?
Yeah.
What did we used to say?
Ending line?
What was that ending line?
See ya.
Something.
Buddy.
Spencer, what's bipedus?
What?
Bipedus?
I don't know.
I don't like the sound of this. Bipedus.
What's that in your trunk, Eddie?